guys here in Margaritaville.
Pissed it away again.
Pissed it away again, dude. I'm so drunk. I feel diarrhea in paradise. This is a Jimmy Buffett song. Elon Musk would say. I'm adding to the planet. I'm a human creator. I'm more than a job creator.
Isn't that what he said? He's like, if you don't ever experience.
Are we rolling on your phone?
Yeah.
Being a father or being a parent, you don't live life to your fullest.
He said that?
I think so. It was him or Jordan Peterson. I always get him confused.
I don't think it was either one of them. That's crazy. No? That doesn't make any sense at all, man. That's probably your dad told you that. He's like, mijo.
Maybe, yeah.
Once you have kids, you never live life to your fullest. But let's cut the chit-chat, dude. Let's get right to nitty-gritty. Last week, you won a gift card.
Oh, you won a fucking another shot at the title, dude, or what?
What did you get?
I didn't get anything. I still have it.
You're not going to use it, are you?
I'm going to use it.
See, for me, I lost the game, so everybody knows. Well, but I only lost it because I will not stick anything under $25 on my butt.
Yeah.
that was a fun-ass game, dude.
So what are you going to buy with it?
I don't know, dude. I got to
tell the... Well, I got the cliffhanger.
You want a $25 gift card to Castle Mega Store.
Let me talk.
Okay, coming from you, mister...
I don't know, dude. I got to get something. I got to think about what I want to get for both my wife and I. So double pleasure. Some.
Whoa, dude. Consider it.
Yeah, double pleasure.
You got it, dude.
No, you don't got it at all. Get a nice little fleshlight, man.
You think so?
Keep it under the bathroom sink.
One of those anus shower strokers.
Oh, jeez Louise. Those are only $11.99.
Yeah, you get two of them. Dude, you can give me one or CJ one. What a gift.
You and your wife one.
Yeah. True. She can shove her clit in it.
All right, dude. Come on.
All right. Sorry.
We made it 140.
I can't say clit. Every week we're learning what we can say. I don't know. I couldn't say clitoris. It's literally a medical term.
It is a medical term.
Yeah.
Terminology.
Yeah, we meant the medical version of that word.
Yeah, not the stinky one.
YouTube doesn't care.
Stink castle. Speaking of stink castle, you want to talk about stink castle in the sky?
What happened?
There's a plane earlier this morning that was from Atlanta, Georgia, heading all the way to Barcelona.
Ooh. Drop a turd mid-ocean?
When it ran into turgulence.
Oh. Number three.
Holy shit, what happened?
We'll see.
A passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane.
A passenger's horrific bowel movement forced a Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona to turn around. In a text
Holy
message
shit.
Sent to air traffic control, the captain explained there was diarrhea all over the aircraft.
What a legend this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
The passenger said it dribbled down the aisle. And after using vanilla-scented disinfectant, the plane smelt like vanilla poop. They agreed the pilots made the right decision and had to rip out the carpets once they landed.
Ripped out the carpet. That's Atlanta diarrhea. Oh, Atlanta diarrhea does not mess around.
Do you think that guy's liable for that?
I don't know.
It's
a good question.
Dude. It's medical condition. Like, it's medical issue.
TMZ also has an art. I don't know if there's any more to that than need to know that TMZ would dive deeper into. But
TMZ really getting deep in these stories.
I mean, they're desperate. Yeah, they're really desperate for these stories. But yeah, some Atlanta diarrhea turned a plane around.
Holy shit. What a legend that guy
turn
is.
Turn a plane around. I'm pooping. I'm pooping all over everyone.
This guy.
It dribbled down the hallway, somebody said. What the hell, man? Dude,
this person's, I don't know if it's
How
a male
much
or
shit
female.
Did he have
vanilla poop is amazing.
But, oh, yeah. It's vanilla shit was the actual tweet that one of the passengers said, but it was just for the airlines.
It smelled like vanilla. Duty.
It felt like vanilla caca. But this person has got to be one of those people that says a fat person deserves two seats. I mean, to have that kind of diarrhea.
I don't know, man.
Leaking
diarrhea,
down the aisle, that's not good.
If diarrhea is in play, it is, you know, it could be a wide range of people.
So think they had like nervous diarrhea, like they didn't want to fly overseas to Barcelona.
That or if it's Atlanta diarrhea, dude, he probably stayed up 3 a.m. His flight was at 6.
Chicken
you know,
and waffles.
He ate way
strip
later.
Strip club, chicken
nuggets.
Chicken waffles.
Yeah.
Oof. That's dangerous.
That's
game.
Dangerous, dude. That's dangerous.
And now
you're
does,
playing with fire at that point.
Does Atlanta strip clubs, do they show puss?
I believe in certain strip clubs, they have to.
Are you a fan?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, no. I like a little bit left to the imagination.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
That's just my take, though.
Of just Atlanta pussy.
Of just Atlanta pussy. Everywhere else, it's free game.
Yeah, I want to see it. I would love to see it. I'd love to take a look inside. Mm. Yeah. That's would not be fun to be on that flight.
Definitely not, dude.
I'd be so mad too. You're mid sea
and everything
to turn around. Yeah, like, can we just go to Barcelona? It's gonna smell like this anyways.
Yeah, if somebody opens a can of fucking tuna or something, dude, you know that permeates.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah.
And butt tuna. The airplane, butt tuna. Yeah, that butt tuna flying around there.
Yeah. It's crazy for the pilot, though. Like, this is a biohazard. Yeah. It's not good.
Like, everybody gets off with pink eye.
They're like, turn off Barbie. This is a real issue. Yeah, nope. They're like, why are you turning off Barbie? Like, there's diarrhea on the plane.
There's diarrhea dribbling down the aisle right there. Yeah,
that's stop crazy. Watching Barbie.
How much shit did this guy... Dude, I wonder if the toilet got clogged or something.
It's like ginger ale. Must have. Pushing the passenger thing.
Yeah.
Dude, give me some ginger ale. Ginger ale and saltines.
Man, it is because it's a biohazard for sure because... The air in airplanes, it just gets recycled, doesn't it? Yeah. It's just spreading poop particles. It's like those blowers in the bathrooms.
It's like Bill Gates water.
You know, to dry your hands.
Which that poop particle might be infected with whatever gave that guy insane diarrhea.
God, imagine.
Plane landing diarrhea.
Plane landing diarrhea.
What a legend this guy is.
That's next level. Plane landing diarrhea.
What if everybody on the way back started getting diarrhea because they did get contaminated? And then it was just an airplane full of... 135 passengers just shitting their brains out.
It's like the sequel to Soul Plane.
Whole plane. Whole plane got diarrhea, I'll tell you that, dude. Yeah, holy shit.
I feel so bad for that person, dude. Imagine the walk of shame leaving the airplane.
Oh, dude, you can't hide.
Riding down.
You can't
hide. He's not even cleaning up at this point, or she.
Why would you? You have to imagine it was a gurney ride.
You think so?
Of shame,
super
dude.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, that guy had to be slip and slide. Wheeled out of there.
Super dehydrated fucking person.
Yeah, dude, just like a raisin of
you
a
thought
man.
Jimmy Buffett had a bad week. Oh,
do you think it was a man or a woman?
I'm going to say man, just from previous experience.
I feel like women obviously also have diarrhea. I live with one. Too, that constantly have diarrhea. But I think as a man, I also constantly have diarrhea. Yeah. So, you know, diarrhea is... Isn't
your diarrhea sexist. Family, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Diarrhea doesn't see skin color.
Does not.
Does it say if it's a man or a woman?
I don't know. I'm looking still.
I'm gonna say it's a man.
What's the color of the skin?
I want to say white male.
You're saying white male.
A white male on business in Atlanta.
Out of Atlanta.
3 a.m.
to Barcelona.
3 a.m. Yeah. Well, he's got to stop at Atlanta first, and then he's going
killer
to Barcelona.
Mike or something, dude.
Because
killer
even there, even white men's diarrhea is evil.
Yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all
got
that.
Got possessed out of his butthole.
If it was a white person, it was a woman. That's my guess.
I can see that,
if it was a white person,
really?
It was a woman.
Black women don't have diarrhea.
They never
fun
get
fact.
Diarrhea.
I'm just saying it was more than likely a white woman. I would say I had diarrhea so bad that I landed a plane is either diarrhea. I mean, is either a woman. If it's a white person, it's a woman. It's not going to be a man. You know what I mean?
That's got to be the most interesting fact about her, actually.
Yeah.
I had diarrhea so bad I landed turned around a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Midway to
I
Barcelona.
Down a plane.
Who's the first person?
Started calling me a domestic terrorist after that.
Happy 9/11, everybody, by the way.
Who's the first person never that complained forget. About it? Like, there's a couple of people that are like, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to be rude. And somebody was like,
I don't know, dude.
As a reptilian lady, she's like, I saw something.
It's not real. This diarrhea is not real.
This reptilian diarrhea is not possible. Land this plane. This person's going to get less trouble than she was.
I think so.
Yeah.
G-Wiz. D-Wiz, more like
I don't know, dude. If I cause a scene like that, mm-hmm. if destroy a bathroom, I mean... I'm always pretty honest and go to whoever needs to be told about.
Yeah.
If I can't
swim to them,
if I can't clean my, you know,
river of diarrhea,
my own fucking shit.
You do.
Yeah.
I go to the person and be like, yo, dude, I'm sorry. I fucking
the
just
person is your wife.
Yeah. You wake her up in the middle of the night. No, so you leave like a restaurant bathroom or a Target bathroom. You see the sign, like, let somebody know if the bathroom needs, you know, cleaning.
Do you always blame the person before you?
I've never gone to something
oh,
like
really?
You go somebody's
get,
got
you just say somebody
yeah. Holy shit, the person before that guy did
just
a number
in
this
say,
potty.
Somebody just destroyed your bathroom.
What a way to ruin a worker's day. Already have a terrible day. He walks up, excuse me, miss. Somebody's got to get in that bathroom.
You make $16 an hour. Could you go clean the shit off of the toilet?
Yeah. Wear a mask. Masks are back in order.
Those don't work. Just kidding. Me too. Those work.
Those work just fine, dude.
They honestly should have put them on that plane.
What are you doing? I love her cadence plane. On that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was happening?
No, but I will go up to the fucking bathroom or somebody
really?
And be like, because if you tell them the person before you, that person's going to be like, sure,
buddy.
Yeah.
Wait, on an airplane, you're saying?
Anywhere, dude.
I've never done that in my life. That's crazy.
I don't tend to shit in public places. I will say that.
Yeah, I've never told anybody about a toilet that I destroyed.
Really?
Even if I had flipped it upside down.
Well, the worst thing ever is being the person that walks in and the toilet's a complete fucking, you know,
that's part
Hiroshima.
Of that. That's part of that life. You chose that life.
Yeah.
I guess, dude, whatever. But no, man, that's the worst. So
why do you want them to know? Like, they're going to know eventually.
Oh, yeah, till the end of the night. Do you think fucking employees at restaurants check the bathrooms?
They're supposed to.
They're supposed to.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't. So there's going to be like...
Don't sue us, restaurants.
7 hours of just shit getting caked on even harder on that porcelain throne.
True.
That's not my problem.
All right, dude. I'm just telling you what I do, what I... Respectfully.
That's crazy.
Do.
When's the last time you did this?
A long time ago. Like I said, I stopped shitting in public for those reasons, because just bathrooms are
because every time I come out of the bathroom, I have to tell somebody about it.
It's a rampage. It's a real, real problem.
I was on a streak. I was telling everybody twice a week. I'd be like,
and I'm getting they shame me every time.
Sir, we told you to stop coming to our establishment.
Yeah, why do they shame me? I'm telling them what they want me to tell them.
Get out of town, dude.
Maybe I will, man. Barcelona.
That's cheap flights now.
That sucks too, just because imagine how stoked you are to go to Barcelona. That's literally like my number one place I want to visit.
True. And for the food alone.
And then you take some days off and your one day is then ruined.
Yeah.
By diarrhea. Diarrhea in paradise. This is a Jimmy Buffett song.
I think so.
Diarrhea in paradise.
Diarrhea in paradise. Mm. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett, dude.
Yeah.
What got him in the end?
Gone too soon.
Stepping on a pop top.
Some people claim there's a woman to blame.
Always.
Authorities are still investigating.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are? Oh, hey, CJ.
Oh, hey, whoa.
So say, hey, Pedro. Wait, let's try to do it one more time. Quick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Pedro.
Okay. We have CJ with us, everybody.
I cracked
under
pressure.
We were all gonna I did too, dude. Who do you think you are? So that's what I was trying to do.
Oh, immediately.
No, when you said one more time all together, I thought we were going to go.
Well.
Who do you think you are? I was hoping you guys
thought we were going on three.
Hey, guys. I'm Nick. The Edison's playing at Time Out Lounge. September 16th.
Nice,
that's a Saturday.
What time?
We are going on about 10 o'clock, I believe. Show starts at 8, so it's free.
Come get it?
Blackout Drunk
Tempe. Saying it like it's... That's such a strange cadence you just used.
What should I use?
I don't know, like an invitational...
Show them the cadence.
Invitational or like excited. Hey, everybody, we're playing at fucking whatever, dude. Come on
What's
down.
What's up, Simpson cucks out there? Dude, the Edison's playing 9-16 Saturday. Time Out Lounge Tempe.
You still sound like you're like... Do you want to come to this, dude?
I'm embarrassed, dude. I don't want to go.
And after this, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Well, that's the encore. Whatever, guys, dude.
Unalive, you know, dude. You're supposed to say unalive.
Yes.
Oh, unalive. That's right. You're going to unalive yourself.
Unalive me, dude.
Yes, I'm going to unalive myself.
Jimmy Buffett's last song.
Oh, yeah.
No, Smash Mouth.
Ah, true, dude.
Steve Harvey.
I always get Jimmy Buffett and Smash Mouth not mixed up, dude. Yeah. Such similar genres.
All right, to my right, dude.
I'm Pedro, folks, and I'm happy to be here today. It's fun. Feeling good. Got my three dogs around me. Two of them right here. Yeah. What's up?
Dog pound.
Don't do that. She'll start howling hard, dude.
Start going.
Yeah.
Not too much.
That was a little
That was better than my plugs.
That was a little
I put more enthusiasm into being a dog, dude.
Exactly.
I'm in a pup play.
You're in a pup play, dude? That's crazy.
I'd be running down that airplane, smelling the dog.
Nick, no!
Pedro's twisting my ear in the aisle seat.
Get over here! We're going back to the States. This shit fucking sucks.
And I'm CJ, everybody. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, preferably Twitter. I had to restart my Twitter. CJ Talks Funny. Give me a follow, please. I have nine followers.
You can stop.
I follow nine, and I have nine, and I have 11 followers.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, ironic.
That's high traffic.
Hopefully it'll stay like that till like Thursday or whenever 9/11 is.
That'd be sick.
High traffic.
Yeah,
dude. 9/11 too.
Yeah. 9/11 too, the...
Video game.
Yeah.
When do you think the video game is going to come out?
Well, I remember Grand Theft Auto, was that probably two, came out. They suspended it from coming out.
They took the towers out.
Yeah, because there was a mission where you had to fly a plane into a building and you had to like jump out of it.
Yeah.
So the game came out like months and months later. And I was like, that mission sounds fun as fuck. Yeah,
no wonder these guys were all about this mission.
I would love to do that in virtual reality.
Oh, yeah. IRL.
I'm so drunk. I feel
Taliban reality.
I'm so drunk. I feel retarded.
Dude, last week we called out the Chinese.
What?
We said we were going to take them on. And I'm starting to question whether or not that's going to be successful. Please describe what you see.
Oh, my God. Oh,
his boys are so crazy.
This guy's strong as hell, dude.
And he still has more kids than CJ.
Dude, this is just me training for not getting laid for another 5 years.
Wake up! Arigato!
What they're seeing on the screen that they failed to describe is some Chinese guys smashing their nuts.
How often do you
over and over again?
He's got a tree on the screen.
What kind of Asian is this?
Those are the Chinese.
Okay,
dude.
Chinese. How many times are Chinese people getting kicked in the fucking balls to be training like that? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, there's different moves and you should be taking
on. Yeah,
not
definitely. There's different art forms of
ball kicks by logs.
Now, it's also easier to dodge the bricks when you're Chinese, let's be honest.
True.
You know what I mean? Smaller target.
You don't know that for sure.
There's some big Chinese I know, dude.
There's some, yeah.
That big Chinese in this video was the scariest one. Right. It was the
most
disturbing.
That's a
BCC,
isn't it?
Yeah, dude.
Big Chinese cock.
That's crazy, though, dude. There's nuts are fucking iron. Nuts. They watch too much anime.
They might have just grinded them off by now.
They could.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they have an extremely, like, tough muscle around it. They built
like
a muscle.
Callus.
Yeah, maybe Chinese genitals are built a little different.
It's got an exoskeleton on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have muscular sacs.
Like, suck on my ball sack, you make it weak.
The girl goes down there, the balls just pick her up.
He's like, I feel nothing.
Just getting shocked.
You're
like,
going to have to suck a little harder than that.
That's what karate guys do before tournaments so that they don't like spend their chi.
True.
They have to smash themselves in the balls with a brick 1,000 times.
UFC fighters do the same things. They don't get hard when they're fighting.
Because
They're all...
wrestling with men.
Yeah, wrestling with men, gay.
Sexuality fighters.
That's basically what it is.
That's basically what the UFC is.
You
gotta
smash your cock so hard that it doesn't get hard when you fight a man.
You gotta death grip it.
Yeah. So, God damn,
the
guy's
a version of slap fighting is smash cock.
God damn, the guy has such a fucking nice chest tattoo.
Look at his cum gutters. God damn it.
God damn calves. Nice. So good I can't get
hard. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice calves, fucking asshole. Yeah. You're all mad at yourself.
Bite your fucking ear.
Wait, that'll get me hard.
Why aren't my calves like that?
That's wild. What
choking,
kind of
you like being choked?
What kind of martial art is that, dude? Does it say?
I don't know, dude. That's
That's a ball busting.
Yeah.
Palatial art. I don't know, man.
Palatial?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Making love to fucking men's feet. I don't know, man.
You're weird, dude.
Fellatio?
Fellatio?
Yeah, anyway. So we got to watch out for those Chinese ball smashers when the war comes.
Yeah, seriously. How are we going to compete with that?
That their arm is just straight for white guys' balls. Just kick them.
Although we do have like...
We are weak in the balls.
We've got the white executives who are getting their balls stepped on by high heels. So we're
by Chinese men dressed as women.
The war has started.
They're already getting us. They're getting high executive CEOs. Dude. And they're Asian men dressed as women to trick our CEOs by stepping on their balls. So they're slowly.
So when the war comes, they have the advantage because
we're losing our best people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because all the best people run all of our companies.
Only the best.
Only run by the best.
Nice to see you guys here in Margaritaville, dude.
Yeah.
Wasted away again,
Wasted
dude.
Away again, dude. I'm so drunk, I feel retarded.
I really don't know Jimmy Buffett very much beyond the fact that he's like, was one of the what, richest men in the world or just never
spent.
I didn't
even know that.
He has a shitload of money, right?
Had.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
Had, true.
Had. R.I.P.
He's unalive right now.
He's unalived.
R.I.M.
What was that? R.I.M. Speedwagon?
Rest in Margarita.
Ah, true, dude. I had a margarita in his memory the other day.
Yeah, he's like lived in the same house, this his same whole life and shit. Like, yeah. It's a crazy network.
You have a margarita in his memory every day.
True. Yeah, there's nothing special about a Tuesday.
Come on, guys.
You didn't know that he had a
nothing
bunch of money?
Nothing special about a Tuesday. Yeah, is
there's
kind
like
of
creepy things that are like, there's like creepy things around him.
He's lived in the same house?
Yeah, like he like
does he have some of that John Podesta art or what?
I don't know what he
by got. Creepy things around him.
A couple of Balenciaga catalogs lying around.
I feel like he's like in association with like Epstein and a lot of these weird.
Really?
Like,
maybe that's what Margaret.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was on the flights.
Epstein Island might have been Margaritaville.
He's like, I'm whoa. So drunk on margaritas, I don't know where I'm going. An island? I've never been to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, Margarita's a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, jeez.
We gotta edit that.
We're taking that out, CJ. I'm sorry.
That was literally just it? What you guys were saying.
No, dude, in a way nicer way.
Yeah, I wouldn't say margarita. Never.
I like her cousin.
I would never fuck a Spanish chick.
I like her cousin Claudia.
Her cousin Claudio.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's a good one.
That's happy crazy. National Cheese Pizza Day, everybody.
Yep. CP forever. It's crazy. I didn't for so long. I didn't know that's what cheese pizza meant. Like there was a pizza place.
Neither did I.
Like, yeah.
Until that shit started popping up in the news. I'm like, yeah, I love cheese
pizza. I like
pizza.
How you said that's what that meant, as if the one didn't come before the other.
I'm afraid to end. Like I'm
afraid.
Oh,
the one came before
like
the other.
Never means well.
I stopped ordering cheese pizza from any pizza place.
That's afraid to get on the FBI watch list. Dude. On the queue watch
you get
list.
Mad at the people taking your order.
Exactly.
Would you like cheese pizza? What did you call me?
I know. I
what
went
are you saying to me?
You want cheese pizza? You pull out an assault rifle and fire one into the air. Take me to the basement.
Yeah, I went to Ziggy's Pizza the other day, you know, downtown spot.
Uh-huh.
And then I ordered a nice cheese pizza. And they're like, oh, you can go hang out in the back. And you open a walk-in
cooler. You ordered a cheese pizza and they went.
And it's a secret bar. I thought they were. I thought I was finally on to something.
Damn.
They went, everybody has preferences.
You thought you found, you thought you found the ring.
I thought I finally found it. I found the pizza shop.
Yeah.
Had my AR on me.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Cheese pizza pretty good, though.
Low key? It's hard, dude.
It's not never something you'd order, but when it's at a party, you're like...
Oh, yeah.
If it's in the party, I guess I'll take...
A couple slices.
Spend a little bit of time with some cheese pizza.
Give me the two smallest slices you got.
I don't mind a big fan of cheese pizza. So just give me a little slice.
I like the little things in life. You know what I'm saying?
King Crescent.
Thanks for that.
You gotta need that crushed red pepper. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace to all the children that have been murdered by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Ooh, you can't say that on YouTube.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Not good.
Yeah, the Googies get mad.
We don't know if she's actually murdered people
on GoogTube.
She doesn't do the murdering. She probably has.
You think so? I feel like
Hillary,
she would love
she's
that.
Left a, she's absolutely. Watched a soul come out of somebody's eyes.
She would enjoy that.
And
yeah.
How nice would that feel?
And she laughed.
You can't make that face, the one she did when she's like,
yeah.
Without killing somebody.
I think that's the only thing that makes her horny is
ooh.
Watching the life escape.
Yeah, because
it's probably the same face she makes when she kills them.
Yeah. Because she's watching their soul fly around the room like a balloon.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I don't think Hillary.
Yeah, because Billy, you know, Billy hasn't been. In that relationship for a long time. Yeah,
he's never been in that relationship.
Oh, no.
For real.
That's a business
shout out Monty, dude.
Yeah, they had like, I think in like one of, I don't forget what the book was, but they talked about like joggers that would just come and run around the White House like in like, you know, women that are just joggers.
Oh, yeah.
They'd smash them and they'd leave.
Is that what they called them?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of joggers.
A couple of cyclists.
Some joggers.
Joggers.
O-A-S at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was a hard E-R.
No, yeah.
O-A-S.
What'd you drop over there, dude?
I was
don't
for my
worry
liner.
About it, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Are you worried about what he's dropping?
I don't know, man.
For his diarrhea and all over your carpet.
Yeah.
I guess I have
to bring this plane down.
I think we're done with the cheese pizza bit.
Yeah, we're through with that one. You wanted to keep going. I saw it in your eye.
Because, well, actually, like, Loki, it sounds really good right now. I'm starving.
Yeah?
I'm very hungry, yes.
Actual cheese pizza is not an enjoyable. I probably wouldn't eat it unless I was real hungry.
It depends where you get it from. I will say that.
Whatever.
That's true. There could be a good, like, if it's actually a pizza place and not like a fast food.
It's an actual child. Yeah, we know, CJ.
Yeah, come on, dude.
We weren't getting the metaphor. Jeez, we're literally talking about pizza.
This fucking guy.
He's like, actually, I don't think I'd partake in the cheese pizza if it was there. Okay, unless, I guess it was from a pizza place. Yeah. Then you know what I'm saying.
Jesus, beware, people, beware.
No, I can't say no to any pizza. No matter what kind or where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love all, but fuck, man, it sounds so good. Go order a pizza?
Cold pizza, or do you reheat?
Can somebody is anybody on live, can they order some pizza?
Have it delivered to my
address. It'd be so nice if we actually had fans that would just do stuff like that for us, dude.
Or just one, even a fan.
Just a fan would be sick.
Mr. Clav was here for a minute, and he left.
Yeah, he didn't want to be associated with it.
Yeah.
Started the cheese pizza bit. You get serious on the cheese pizza bit, and he's like, I'm out.
He's like, what?
I talk about actual cheese pizza for half a second. He's getting serious.
He's like, CJ, always going too far, man. I'm out.
Yeah,
and he clicked out. Ugh. Yeah.
Did you guys know they make a religious-themed pornography?
What?
Really?
Yeah, dude. Bring I just discovered this.
Hit me with it.
Let's see it. I just saw it like yesterday. Some
really,
porn.
Yeah, you're really scraping the end of the barrel.
He's reached page 76 on
of the Bible.
Yeah. And so what's the what
it
is
was,
it?
It was a real come to Jesus moment.
I see it. I liked it.
What's it like? What's the religious porn like?
It's hairy. It's real hairy.
I like
dude.
That.
Ooh, I like hairy.
Honestly, I'm not a big pube guy, man.
I like Nick
a
beard
lot of
hairy,
pubic
dude.
Hair on a leg. Yeah, like a same. Nick version. Nick beard hair on the puss, that'll turn me way off.
That's I'm hell driving no, your dude. House, dude.
Give me a machete. I'm going through that Amazon.
Dude, it's like 9/11 for me, dude.
Really?
That bush knocks down my tower.
Ooh.
Do Muslim women have hairy pussies?
Nice, dude. Two for two. Dude, I like
appreciate it.
You're betting 500.
What's nice is if you're Muslim and you don't have to worry about when you're shaving pussy to cut your clit off. Manscaped.com.
Your skin.
You don't even need that. You can literally use scissors. You don't have
yeah,
to worry
really
about
true.
It.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know.
Well, you were saying something, and then Nick's like, "You don't like Bush."
It makes me upset.
I said what I needed to say.
All right.
You're not even Bush Light, dude. Come on.
Here's an important question.
Bush Light's good.
I took another poll this week. Another like important cultural distinction that I think should be made.
All right, shoot.
My contention is, well, let's see. What feels better to you guys? What would you rather experience? A good fart or a bad blowjob?
I'll take bad blowjob.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a quick decision.
It's the only kind you get.
I'm used to them. Let's just say I've grown accustomed. And actually, I've turned around and actually I like it now.
I guess this is good. Yeah, I mean, you got it.
A blowjob's a blowjob, dude.
Yeah.
Even a bad one?
Even a bad one.
Like, you don't come. It takes, you know, fucking 45
minutes. Not everybody
minutes.
Can't come like you.
You guys just, you guys bust to blowjobs?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I will say I don't. I use blowjobs, or I do give blowjobs. I get blowjobs.
I give blowjobs.
Nick has like years less, you know, he's still got some sensitivity built up down there too, though, because he didn't start masturbating until he was like 30.
I'm super sensitive though, too.
I still don't.
Yeah, like I use the blowjob as foreplay, and then I just get horned up and
like
I just want to stick it in, like, you know?
Yeah.
I would rather come from a blowjob than come
really?
From somebody.
Hmm.
I mean, my fiance. My bad.
My mom loves the dick inside of.
So Pedro says, blow me. Nick, fart it up or blow me?
I mean, yeah.
What's that noise? Is that your?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
What if it's toothy and she vomits on your lap?
I'm probably still coming.
Blowjobs.
Yeah, teethy blowjobs.
Those are bad.
Over the head, hand jobs.
I feel like there's no way, man. You guys are wrong. A good
kind of fart
is a million times better than a bad
blowjob.
Well,
you're the one psycho eating beans and eggs and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, dude, you're brewing
you're
them
like,
up,
this
man.
Feels like, this is almost like coming, right, guys? We're like, no.
You know
if
what
you've ever had painful gas even once in your life, you know that like passing that gas and the relief you feel, that's a great moment.
I've never had that. Hmm. Yeah. I'm never backed up, ladies at home.
Pipes are clean.
Too clean.
No, I have experienced that. And yeah, it is a great feeling. But still, if I was in the middle of one of those pains and some girl's like, I'll give you a blowjob. And I was like, okay, I'll take the blowjob instead of farting.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you guys are giving too much credit to what a bad blowjob is.
All right, break it down for me, dude.
Call your mom over.
These guys don't believe me.
I'll let
Elon. What's Elon Musk have to say about this?
I'm gonna let Jody B from Po Boys Pod break this down for us. Follow him at Po Boy Pod. Follow Rubbernecker Pod as well as co-host over there. Jody B says, "Interesting. I do love getting my dick sucked, but the worst one I had took like 40 minutes." A fart is an immediate reward, and a bad blowjob could end in her throwing up in your lap. That's where I got that from. For that reason, Jody B is taking fart.
No.
No, you're wrong, Jody.
He didn't move you on that at all?
No, not at all.
He's complaining about getting a 40-minute blowjob.
What a faggot. No, just kidding.
He's like, I really wish I was shitting my pants right now. This show would be great if I was farting instead of getting my dick sucked for 40 minutes.
Dude, it can be fucking not pleasant. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you guys just haven't ever gotten a bad beach.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. God bless.
Quality over quantity.
Because I believe in God.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it kind of makes
yourself
sense.
A God-fearing blowjob giver. That's what you did.
You attract what you receive. Are you a bad blowjob giver? Are you bad at giving blowjobs?
I'm not a huge fan of eating the puss.
Yeah, we've known that.
Yeah, we've called you black multiple times.
He is trying really hard
dressed
to be black.
Like it once again. Child fucking Gambino.
Well, I'm dressed like Will Smith, dog. Yeah, true.
Rest in peace.
Oh, man. Yo, crazy.
Well, Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. Follow
great
him at WFOD show. Follow Mike at WFO Dicks. He says, feel better, I disagree with. A fart doesn't feel good. A fart can be satisfying for a variety of reasons, but the feel isn't one of those reasons. So
he's
reason,
on our side. He chooses
dick.
Bad blowjob. Well,
yeah. Yeah, he went blowjob. Sorry. Yeah.
Dick's on your mind, dude. I get it.
It always is, dude.
I'd rather even give a bad blowjob than fart.
Being gay is an abomination.
Yeah, Teresa from Shitty Song of the Week pod. Follow her at Shitty Song Pod at Assistant Treads. She said, oh no, I've had some pretty bad experiences. But then she's mentioned a pizza metaphor. Like maybe any pizza is
CP?
Good pizza.
Cheese pizza.
And follow my link.
I don't know. And she said, but I never trust a fart no matter how good it feels.
Yeah.
It was a tough show.
She has anal. She has a loose butthole.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's been with some African Americans. That's all I can say about that.
Oh!
That's awesome. Keep sending stuff in, Teresa, so that we have content for our podcast.
And is it true? And we'll is Pedro keep... saying true?
Yeah. In the comments?
Yes or no?
In the comments. At this point, dude, if you haven't been with a black person, you are racist.
And let us know in the comments.
And undateable.
Are you going good fart or bad blowjob? Let us know what your take is. So let's see. I mean, on Twitter, it was 75 on X, formerly known as Twitter. It was 75-25 blow me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then off Twitter, it was like probably fucking 90%. So it's just me and Chodes that went with the fart.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like farting, dude. What can you say?
Yeah, you're getting a lot of satisfaction out of here.
I've just had bad blowies, I think, dude. Because I'm like, because I had the thought when I farted, and
have
I was
had
like,
a good
oh,
blow?
That was really
out of his ass. Some best ones.
Fucking got you, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. Good blowy, bad blowy. But,
blowing the goldfish.
You're in the blowy fish. Yeah.
I blowed my flip flop, dude.
Well, we get it. Yeah, I think you're wrong.
It's a good question, though.
It is a good question.
I would say it is
pretty easily answered, but it's a good question.
True.
Well, I'll have somebody suck your dick real bad. Somebody.
Do you know this somebody?
And then we'll revisit next week.
Then we'll eat a bunch of cheese pizza so we get backed up. And then we'll Sue does a better job.
Okay, uncalled for or equal rights and lefts. What do we got here?
My fucking fat chain, my friend.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Oh. Freddy, get the fuck off.
Freddy?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
The guy just attacked.
Holy shit.
That guy just got into a fight with three fat lesbians.
He just got in a fight with LGBT.
With the whole coalition.
They were all there. Damn.
It was like the Power Rangers.
The founding fathers.
LBGT. Ow!
So let's walk through it.
Seriously, give it to me.
So
take my turn.
Black-haired lesbo slaps him. He slaps her back. Then he gets attacked by the fatty and knocks her down across her face. Then he kicks her while she's on the ground.
I know.
And then they all three jump on his ass, and that's the end of the video.
I will say...
Then he comes.
You know, for her...
Then I came.
She kept
then I came. Sorry, she, cut off the video.
She kept getting up, dude. So, I mean...
Fatty, I get knocked down. And I get up again.
Rest in peace,
I
Smash
get
mouth.
Knocked down because I'm lesbian.
You can't hit my fat friend down.
Ah, dude,
pissing
smash
the night away.
That's what that guy did in that video, smash their mouth.
Dude. Yeah, dude. So uncalled for or equal rights and lefts? What do you say?
Uncalled for. I think it was uncalled for.
So you just let that little
look
D-Y-K-E
what's
slap
only, the from the video, from the context, the only thing that is shown is her, obviously he instigated it because he fat shamed her. She came up on the defensive. If she would have thrown a
fat
punch.
Fat shame is an assault. She did throw a punch. The video opens with her slapping him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
He edited the video, too.
I did.
He's like, hey, fat fuck.
Let me get it one more time.
My fucking fat shame,
oh, okay. So
get the fuck out of
okay.
Here.
That's
hot.
Send me the link.
Is this Christian porn you're talking about?
Yeah, is this a religious fucking pornography?
I like it. I like where it's going.
Man. Okay, so.
So she slaps him first.
I may retract.
We almost look like the three victims.
Don't fat shame my friend.
15 years ago, we could have been that trio.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That would have been the big one, obviously.
You think so?
I don't know.
Were I you pictured you as the black-haired one.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You a fat kid?
Me, no.
You a fat kid? No.
No.
So, yeah.
Were you a fat kid?
No.
Oh, shit.
I'm a fat person
there
now,
There goes my
though.
Point.
Say. Okay, well, so I might retract my, you know, initial statement.
So yeah. She slapped him first, and then he was in his
but
rights.
But she slapped
to...
the phone. I get it. It's aggravating. It's going to piss you off.
I'd hit her
but
for
I don't
looking
think
you
like
don't know that she slapped the phone. She might have slapped him and it just hit the phone.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. You're just adding different variables now to solidify your point.
Variable. You're making an assumption just as I am. I'm just painting the whole spectrum.
That guy was fat, too, so.
Yeah, you can tell.
That's neither here nor there.
He had kinkles in the video.
I guess we're assuming it's a guy, also.
Well, it sounded like a dude.
Well, it sits like that, it's true. It's hard to say.
He said, get out of here, fatty.
Uncle Cheese in the chat, he said he was a fat kid.
And whatever that was, that thing gives bad blowjobs. I think.
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah. You think it gives
They definitely know how to blow.
Okay. Sorry.
They get experience with the mouth because...
Eating?
Eat too much.
Uncle Cheese, give us a call. Talk about being a fat kid.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Numbers in the chat. Oh, really?
Did you ever finger your butthole when you're a fat kid? Practice?
Couldn't reach.
No?
Fat kid
that
problems,
bad?
Dude. No,
wow.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Might be justifiable.
You think so?
No, I'd probably just walk away. I mean, if he's recording already before all that happened, like, what do you
mean? He's obviously contentious with them.
Yeah. He feels like he has the upper hand. Yeah, but maybe they said something to him. Is it, hey,
maybe
Baldi?
He's anti-LGBTQ and they took issue with that.
What's wrong with you? Can have your own opinion.
Yeah, this is America.
This is America. Do you hate whoever you want to hate? That's beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than being living somewhere you can hate who you want to hate.
Whoever you want to hate.
Heck yeah. Edison Music AZ in the chat. What's up, Dougie?
Ooh, white power.
Well,
we covered your diarrhea story. Thank you for that. That was a nice little top at the
top of the show.
Yeah, you shared it with me. Diarrhea Island.
If you were a fat kid, let us know.
I'd rather go to Diarrhea Island or Epstein Island. CJ?
Who's that?
It's your brother. Welcome to WDUT, our podcast. Can you hear me?
I don't think your phone's plugged into it.
Please hold while we connect you to the episode.
I'm so drunk, I feel retarded.
It's connected, so I don't know why.
Well,
that's weird. Is it my brother?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hold on, hold on. I figured it out.
Did he fat finger it?
Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
All right. Welcome to the show.
What's up, fatty?
What's up, bro? How are you?
Good. What are you guys doing, man?
Oh, just recording. You know, typical Tuesday over here at the Who Do You Think You Are studio.
Go ahead and state your name and your relation to this miscreant over here, please.
My name is Andy. And I'm related to Pedro by blood.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
It's a diabetes, too.
Andy, you were a fat kid, huh?
Yes. And my brother definitely let me know that I was a fat kid.
I was the nicest person ever, dude.
Well, he's got karma back because we give it to him hard.
We make fun of his tits every
week. Yo, for real, was I that bad?
Huh?
Was I that bad?
No, you were the worst. I contemplated suicide multiple times.
What the hell?
Dang.
Now that's hilarious. Damn, Pedro.
I didn't think I was that bad, dude. I was trying to build his, you know, skin.
Well,
he was doing a fine job of that himself.
Yeah, he had plenty of layers. And
Andy, let us know if you had to choose experiencing one of these things, a great fart or a bad blowjob, which would you choose?
A great fart or a bad blowjob?
Yeah, which would you rather experience?
A great fart.
Thank you, dude.
Well, he was a
sensible
fat kid.
Person, finally.
Break it down for me, dude. Why the good fart?
Well, because, here's my take on it. Bad blowjob is just bad from the get-go.
But it's still a blowjob, dude.
Yeah,
see,
but...
these guys are giving too much validity to what a blowjob is. If it's bad, it's not a good experience.
Like, is there teeth? Is this Dracula we're talking about? Like, ooh, what's going on?
I didn't think about Dracula.
I would take a blowjob from Dracula.
I'm about to suck your dick.
when are you going to come?
It's been 45 minutes.
Will you just fart?
My thing is a great fart. It probably means you had it coming for a while and it's just been bothering you all day, and then you let it go and it's like, wow, this is the best fucking day ever. Wow.
Yeah, dude. Hmm. Great point. And a fart is realized anticipation. A bad blowjob is just is unrealized anticipation.
So it's almost like you're edging your butthole all day until the fart finally comes out. You're edging.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. That's an interesting take. I don't think it sways my opinion on it, though.
Me too, but I wish I could experience these farts.
I know. So, what kind of farts are these people having,
dude? It's your best day. You finally have a nice fart, man.
No, you don't.
Dude, when you grow up as a fat kid, there's a lot to fart about.
Fair enough.
True.
Did you ever fart on Pedro to get him back? How'd you get back at him course, for him bullying brother. You and stuff? You know,
he would beat me in video games.
No, dude, I used to take clothes out of his drawers and just throw them in the hallway.
What the hell? That was you all these years, dude? Mom would yell at me to tell me to pick up my shit.
Yeah, so that way you had to refold your shit, bro.
Damn, he played the long game. That's the long game, dude. What the hell? You're manipulative.
That's the KVG in America right now, dude.
He's also planning to kill you on vacation.
Damn. You coming to town soon?
When am I going to town? I'm going in December.
Oh, word.
Takes him a long time to get from point A to point B.
What are you walking? Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
Yeah. Is Pedro nicer to you now, though?
Oh, yeah, he's much nicer now.
Good.
I think I didn't hate you. You know what it was, dude? It's
you
like
were fat.
I went, yeah.
It's because you were fat.
No,
yeah.
I just wanted to go get away from the family and go like with my friends skating and shit. And you would always want to tag along. So I think I built some resentment for you. I understand it now.
That's how
you
little
know?
Brothers are, dude. Yeah. We want to be around, but we're annoying because we want a rough house and we fart a lot.
Yeah. And obviously you guys are having these great farts all the time. Jesus, man. But yeah. So I think when we started like, officially bonding was over video games when you got
Call
like the Xbox, yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops. and I'd like walk past the room.
Call of Duty Black Ops?
Yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops.
Love that game.
My mom loves the Dickens cider.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'd like walk past the room and I'd see him sitting there playing a video game, and I was like, look at this fucking gay boy. And I like started peeking in.
Being gay is an abomination.
I started peeking in every once in a while, and I was like, that actually looks kind of cool. So
getting
then,
weirdly hard.
And then we just started playing video games together, and that's kind of when we started bonding. Mm-hmm.
So your brother didn't like you, Andy, until you learned how to play video games. That's the
lesson. Taught me how to play video games.
I wanted to be like my brother so much, I'd look in the mirror and say, you fat fuck.
See, damn. So it wasn't me telling you these things, dude. It was yourself.
Yeah, but he found his...
No, I was after the fact.
Yeah, he found you...
I thought you
were the inspiration
cool
for his self-hatred.
All right, dude, I'm deeply sorry for that, honestly. That's...
Tickets to his downfall, dude. This is, you have MGK as a brother.
That's not right, dude, and I should have realized that. I just wasn't as self-aware as I am now. I was a fucking idiot.
Well, I hope that we've brought you two closer together and we've alleviated some of your self-hatred from being a fat kid.
I'll tell you this, dude. I'll give you a bad blowjob when you get in town.
Just so you...
Honestly, prefer a great part.
You son of a bitch.
He'll take you out for some cheese pizza. Yeah.
He knows a great spot.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Well, I'm headed to the edge of this cliff, so I'll talk to you guys never.
Maury Paz, brother.
Love you, man. Have
Thanks
a good
for
day.
Calling in, Andy.
Bye.
All right.
So that's a fucking meat smuggler, dude.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, smuggling more than it was.
Oh, he's got a big dick, too? He's got a fat dick?
I think one time he visited from Albuquerque and brought some meat. That's why I call him the meat smuggler.
Oh, they were saying, no, he doesn't have a big dick. Like, no, one time I walked into the room and he's like, Call of Duty, and I just sized up.
We were jerking off to the Tomb Raider video game on N64.
Yeah, like the triangle tits. yeah, dude. Ain't nothing wrong with them fucking...
I've had a weird fetish trifecta. Triangle tits.
Really?
Since then.
Is that why you like Pedro so much?
Maybe, dude. He's got those Mayan tits.
Just like the Aztec dick tits.
Got the hieroglyphics fucking tits, dude.
Oh, wow. What a fun episode, you guys.
What a guy my brother is, dude. I didn't realize I caused so much pain in his heart.
Yeah, you don't really realize it. I was like such a dick to my younger sister, kind of the same way where I'd either bully her or just like, I think constantly just being like, I'm going to kill myself, not realizing the mental shit.
The emotional hostage that you're taking that you're doing.
Yeah, like, I mean, I remember like one time, like deep into it, my mom, she's like, just fucking kill yourself. So we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Damn, your mama said that?
Yeah, I was like, damn, okay, fine, I won't. I'm just trying to get attention. Yeah.
Just love me better, mama.
My heart's broken. But yeah.
But your mom was busy.
My mom loves the Dickens cider.
She does, dude. Yeah. Can't deny that.
I mean, that's why I'm here.
Georgia.
That's why I'm here.
Georgia.
Couple quick shout outs on this day, September 5th, the day of recording, if you're watching live, on Instagram at WDUTURpod. September 5th, Freddie Mercury's birthday.
AIDS.
The birthday when he got AIDS or his actual birthday?
Today is his birthday.
Birthday AIDS.
Birthday AIDS.
Happy birthday AIDS.
Also on this day in 2019, a 74-year-old Indian lady became the oldest living woman to give birth to twins.
Whoa, how old was she?
Try to guess.
I just said it at the beginning of this sentence.
Well, we didn't hear you.
Yeah, neither.
That's hilarious.
76?
86.
74.
Ooh,
Pedro wins the dildo.
Damn it, he's getting all the sex toys.
Hell yeah, dude. Why are we only giving out sex toys also? Can we switch up the prizes?
I like it.
That's all I've got in excess at home, dude. Yeah.
Slightly used, but runs like new.
Hell yeah, dude. You imagine being an old lady giving birth like that? Her menopause took a pause, dude.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
74 giving birth to twins, Indian twins.
Did she make it?
No one knows.
It's like a fable. What the fuck's going on in India, dude?
Legend about to says, change their name, dude.
Legend has it, is she still roaming the streets pregnant?
Yeah.
And on every September 5th, she comes
up. I like how it said that she was the oldest living woman to give birth to twins.
Yeah, not the deadest woman. Whoa. The most unalive woman.
All the other 74-year-olds that gave birth to twins that year were dead already.
They're already dead, dude. Unalive.
Unalive birth.
And then on this day, September 7th, if you're watching the premiere on YouTube, at WDUTURpod, it was the day that Tupac was drive-by shot a bunch of times in Vegas.
By the CIA, yeah.
CIA. He died 6 days later, but September 7th, 1996.
Damn.
The,
I was 6 years old.
The modern-day prophet Tupac was killed.
Machiavelli.
Was he murdered? Is this a thing? Was
it was a big conspiracy, yeah. But I think it was Suge Knight, wasn't it? Well, that's what they blamed it on.
Suge shot me.
Is that the CIA
that's the
guy's
CIA,
name?
Yeah.
Suge Knight.
Detective Suge Knight. He's PSYOPs.
Yeah. Deep cover.
Every like pop personality is actually named after a CIA detective so that it muddies the search waters.
Yeah, big conspiracy around that. Some people say he's living out in fucking Colombia and shit. I don't know, man.
Whoa, Colombia.
Hey, there's been some videos of like, you know how they can do like the AI facial recognition shit like that people have done on Tupac?
Yeah.
And like it comes out like this is the same person.
Well, that technology
that's how
is racist.
People are, dude.
Yeah, that technology is racist. That's what I mean. China's having a field day trying to do their traffic stops. They're finding people automatically with facial recognition. So one person gets a speeding ticket, all of a sudden 500 people get money taken out of their account. It's crazy.
I don't even drive. What the hell's going on here?
I haven't left the house.
Yeah. I'm 4 years old. What's going on, China?
One person does something wrong, everybody gets penalized for it. Probably, honestly.
In China? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like COVID. It's like North Korea killing seven generations of your family for doing one thing wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Because you sneezed while the president was walking by or whatever.
You didn't cry enough for Kim Jong-un or whatever. Dude. Yeah. Imagine doing that for Joe Biden.
If like we had to have a picture of Joe Biden up in our living room.
Mentioned, we're all, and he will prevail.
Long live the king. He doesn't use the bathroom. He poops and pees in his pants.
That's how dedicated the job he is. Yeah, exactly. He's
too busy working.
He's fucking wearing diapers, dude. That's what he's doing. Or if we had to have a fucking picture of him in the living room.
Yeah, dude, that would be weird. Like, just a big picture.
Yeah, just a big
Joe
picture
Biden.
Of Joey B right here.
I'd like to do that just to fuck with people. Like, some of huge portrait of whoever the president is at the time, just being way too into it. Just like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, Joe Biden, our
Joey
president.
B, dude.
God bless
Great
America.
Guy.
I'm just super into the country.
Oh, you're not? You're not a patriot. Okay.
You're not a patriot?
It's fine. Communism, okay.
That
cool.
And white Jesus right next to him.
Oh, yeah. White Jesus used to be in our studio. Did I miss that picture? That's from my aunt.
I know. What happened to him? Stop believing? That's crazy.
Don't stop, dude.
I never stop.
And never forget.
Never stop, dude.
Never forget.
The free pass the Catholic Church gives you is sick.
Just say sorry, man.
Yeah, just a couple Hail Marys, dude. Do whatever you want to do. Go get a bad blowjob. It's their first one.
They probably choose to fart. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's how you get into the Illuminati.
Yeah, it could be.
They're like, do you want a fart or a blowjob from an 8-year-old? And you're like, fuck, which one do I choose?
Fart. That's your fart.
You're going to fart in a 6-year-old's mouth?
Yeah. Mm. You can do one or the other.
Yeah, because then if you try to leave, they'll be like, this guy farted in a 6-year-old's mouth. Look at him.
Yeah.
You know how they blackmail you?
Or if they offer you that and you try to leave at that point, you just walk, they pull a lever and you fall into an alligator pit. Yeah.
Wrong lever.
Yeah, you got to do one of those things.
Alligator pit. That's what we're calling them now.
That's supposed to mean.
I don't either.
That's what makes it, dude.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, dude.
You're giving me the credit I deserve.
Somebody's got it.
All right.
How was your guys' Labor Day,
anxiety,
dude?
Anxiety because of the silence, Nick?
What?
Is the silence giving you anxiety?
No, I don't have any anxiety problems at all, dude.
Did you guys have a good Labor Day?
Yeah, it was fine. Why are you talking about Labor Day?
I don't know, man.
So yesterday.
You're so dumb, dude. You dumb as hell.
I do want to wish a happy Labor Day to all the like actors and the writers in Hollywood and stuff like
They're
that.
They're taking it off. They're taking it off, aren't they?
Oh.
All right.
I don't know. I didn't know. I thought they were working hard for our entertainment.
Oh.
I don't know if you're brave.
You mean they're not?
No. I don't think so, dude.
Oh, shit.
I think there's a strike going on.
Whoops.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be right.
Maybe I was being ironic.
Or maybe your brain did a bad, good fart.
Bad fart, yeah. Bad blowjob. Yeah. Your brain got a bad blowjob and yeah, couldn't think anymore.
Yeah. That must be it.
Poor writers, man.
They're missing out.
I did watch a thing where Aaron Paul was saying he doesn't get paid from streams of Breaking Bad on YouTube. I mean, on Netflix.
Good.
Good. Fuck Aaron Paul.
Yeah, he sucks.
He was on The Price is Right once.
Huh?
Who's Aaron Paul?
Jesse Pinkman. Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah.
He was good in that episode of Black Mirror. If you want to go into more recent,
probably,
you
probably got paid $200 for that, dude.
There's a white man.
He
white
had
man
to blow somebody real bad for that.
$200, dude? What are you complaining about?
Yeah.
They filmed that in 45 minutes a day, dude.
You just have to do one of those every day to make a living.
Oh, a breaking bank, dude.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's really doing.
Breaking Bad blowjobs.
Okay.
Right. He's stuck on the blowjobs. He really doesn't want a bad blowjob.
Yeah, he's so afraid of getting a bad blowjob. He won't get a blowjob.
Every time he's like... Every time he like has
he checks out a woman's mouth like a fucking dog doctor.
Like it's like, a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, your gums are bleeding. No, thank you.
No, thank you, Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
You know what his name was?
Would you rather get a blowjob from a meth head?
Mm-hmm.
Or have a real nice fart? A fart that you enjoy.
I think I'd just do the fart. I don't really want to.
Yeah, I don't want a methy mouth around
so
my cock.
All of a sudden...
The mouth matters.
The tide is changing. Maybe you guys didn't have the right perspective.
I never know. Got a meth head blowjob.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go around
those
people.
Whatever a bad blowjob is for you.
I'd rather shit on a plane to Barcelona.
That Barcelona smelled like a fucking meth head in the street.
Yeah. Exactly.
It smelled like San Francisco.
Ooh.
San Francisco. Jimmy Buffett, R.I.P. Mm.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your mustache so you can't smell this shit in the street.
Would be smart. It'd be a smart move.
That's where masks work.
San Francisco?
Oxygen masks.
True.
Yeah.
All right, do we have a story to end on? Or?
Yeah, we can go to a story. I was trying to segue into that anxiety thing earlier, but Pedro wanted to talk about Labor Day.
Yeah. Hey, how is your guys' Labor Day?
All right, dude. You guys can calm down.
Because obviously you had something you want to talk about on Labor Day. It was nothing about us. You wanted us to ask, actually, it was pretty cool.
I mean, not really. It's just,
how was your Labor Day?
How was your guys' birthday? Well, thank you. It was just my birthday yesterday, actually.
Do you remember your birthday 6 months ago? How was it? Oh, hey, Pedro. Yeah, how was your birthday?
This podcast is a Labor Day.
Okay. Let's go to the story instead.
Sorry, guys. I'm having anxiety.
Uh-oh.
Why? Describe to me your anxiety.
Because he was his anxiety. He's gay.
Maybe you guys could learn some things to say to me when I have anxiety instead of just making it worse all the time.
I don't feel like we make it worse.
Oh, hey, HuffPost. Whoa. Oh. The rudest things people can say to someone with anxiety from HuffPost.
Would you rather get a bamboo job?
He gave himself anxiety thinking about a blowjob, dude.
Yeah, true.
Like, I cannot handle this ever in my life.
And I haven't farted in 12 hours. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm going to explode on this podcast.
Talk about a Labor Day.
Cordawada, thanks for joining. These guys are being real dicks, dude.
I'm sorry, dude. You know what? I haven't learned anything from bullying my little brother.
Would you rather have a real dick or a bad fart?
Cordawada, let us know in the chat. What would you rather experience? A bad blowjob?
Or call in, Cordawada.
Or a great fart? Please let us know what you think.
His is the tiebreaker, too. This is, he says.
For the live show, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, good fart. A really nice relieving fart or a bad blowjob. Not
like
good.
Bad from a baddie, dude.
Yeah. From a super hot meth head.
Ooh, you didn't say super hot first.
You didn't say super hot meth head. Yeah.
Hot
you didn't say
no
Britney
teeth.
Spears.
Hot but no teeth. That's a gummer, dude. I'm taking that every day. There's no bad blowjob in that.
Not supposed to be good. Dude.
Not supposed to be good.
I know, but can you give?
Yeah, gums aren't necessarily soft.
Because they have like little shark teeth.
It's called their jawbone.
Is that what that is?
It's connected to the
it's
hip
called
bone.
Their jawbone, dumbass.
Hey, retard, it's called a jawbone.
I'm so drunk, I feel retarded.
Oh, shit, Cordwater, did you call? Call again, I missed
call again,
it.
Cordwater, let's get this dialed in. We got to know
what you would do.
What you would do. Would you rather get a good blowjob or a bad fart?
Would you rather have the best blowjob or a stinky diarrhea fart? Sends you home from work. Send you home from
call
work.
Back, Cordwater. I'm so sorry. I
call
missed
it,
you.
Dude. Call
jeez us, Louise, dude. Back.
He's giving us...
Folks, we're not used to this technology. This is the first time we're using
the angry
it.
Angry girlfriend in the chat there. Mr. Angry girlfriend in the chat. Cordwater, you're on the air.
So I'm going to be honest. I would much rather prefer a bad blowjob.
Yeah! Thank you. Whoa, dude. Thank you, Cordwater. Thank you.
Let's be honest. You can have a bad fart, you know, and like end up shitting your pants, you know, like, you know, by yourself with your significant other, you know, it could ruin your whole day. You get a bad blowjob. Well, guess what? You just tell that girl lady, you fucking stop that shit right now and turn around.
Ah,
but it's not bad fart. It's a good fart.
It's a relieving fart.
Yeah, dude. Good fart or bad blowjob.
Well, yeah, I heard bad fart. I heard bad fart. Yeah. But,
bad fart's a great Sublime song, by the way.
Isn't that bad fish?
That's what will give you. That will give you a good fart. Bad fish will give you a very, very,
very good fart, dude.
Take this bad fart off of me.
Does it change anything in your mind, Cordwater, to know that it's a great fart, that it's a relieving? You had a stomach cramp and diarrhea, and then you let this fart out, and all of it goes away.
First off, you ain't letting out no good fart with diarrhea.
Well, good point. Good point there, Cordwater.
I just want to let y'all know
this
that
man's
right
got some diarrhea.
Ever trust a fart if you got the Hershey squirts, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That was Teresa from Shitty Songs' advice, too. She said you can never trust a fart. So yeah, that's what drove her towards the blowy.
Our listeners have diarrhea.
Yeah, because, you know, blowies are cool, but you know what? There's two other holes to have fun with. So. Yeah.
But look, this is a good fart versus a bad blowy. So we're assuming that the fart did not produce any excess.
True.
That it relieved all conditions.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm still going to go with the bad blowy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All
right. Yep.
Thank you. You've answered all the questions.
Still going with the bad blowy.
You understood the assignment, Cordwater. Wow. Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you.
CJ.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
CJ's losing. CJ, you're fucking losing.
No, we are lighting him up, dude.
Wait, what's going on with your
anxiety? So we do need to learn how to be better.
True. How can we be better when you have anxiety?
Should we give you a bad blowjob?
According to the HuffPost, people with anxiety tend to have persistent fear and worry about everyday situations or every Tuesday situations.
Do you know somebody like that too?
Ding, ding, ding.
In most cases, these feelings are unwarranted, the result of considering what ifs that are unlikely to happen.
You don't know his life.
Yeah. What if they're very likely to happen?
This is a HuffPost writer. Like, I can't imagine actually having that bad of a life.
Sorry, Pedro, I just spilled beer over here.
Oh, man.
We'll
clean it after.
Okay, as long as you're not too worried about it.
Oh, I am worried about it.
Would you rather have a
should
bad
give
blowjob?
You more anxiety? Are you too worried about it? Call in.
His anxiety is really getting high now.
Yeah, it really is.
Would you rather have a dirty carpet or a bad blowjob?
However, for those with anxiety, these concerns are very real and can be extremely distressing.
Mm-hmm.
When someone comes to you with a worry they have, it's important to know how to respond. But unfortunately, not many people on this podcast know what to say in these situations.
That's how we're trying to learn.
And they end up being unintentionally impolite. Except for it's not unintentional.
Well, teach us, dude.
It's my humor.
Teach us, dude.
So here are some of the things that you should not say. If
fag.
Listen here, man, you just spilled beer all over my carpet.
Are you retarded?
Is that something to say when somebody's got anxiety about spilling beer on somebody's carpet?
We're honoring Jimmy Buffett, Cordwater. He asked, is it Hawaiian shirt day?
Yeah, we're in Margaritaville.
Yeah, it was Hawaiian clan hood day, but they were in the laundry.
Rest in peace, Jimmy.
Rest in peace.
It's all in your head. Stop worrying so much.
I don't think we say that.
No, you definitely don't.
So we're clear? We're doing pretty good right now.
Past ones.
So these are just tips for you guys next time for you to just say all these things and make it worse. Calm down.
I never say that.
You calm down, bitch.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Girls hate when you say calm down, dude.
Yeah, that's true. We do.
But maybe they just have anxiety.
This could be true.
Chicks?
Yeah, so I'm just like, whenever you say calm down, it's like, that's the worst thing.
Wouldn't you have anxiety if you were a woman?
True. I think,
bleeding out of your pussy. Giving bad blowjobs.
I've had a couple.
Having good farts.
Some ladies these days, I was just reading this morning, are free bleeding now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's hot.
Yeah, they're saying, fuck it.
I love that song.
Bleed into my pants.
Because I'm free. Free bleeding. Jimmy Buffett, R.I.P.
Jimmy Buffett.
One of his best songs.
At least you don't have it as bad
bleeding
as...
Bleeding away again in Margarita.
As long as you don't
bleeding
have it as...
for free again.
At least you don't have it as bad as Jimmy Buffett. That's a weird one. Very topical.
At least you don't have it as bad as whoever. That's another thing you shouldn't say to people.
We haven't said any of these things, too, so we're actually pretty
good
friends.
We're two for two.
Just power through it. Yeah, but you're never trying to be helpful. These are things you shouldn't say when you're trying to be helpful.
We try to be helpful.
We call you a faggot, dude. That's that really helpful. You just need to sleep more, exercise more, pray more.
Oh, yeah. Pray more is a good one. You do need to pray more.
And sleep more. Sleep like a crackhead.
Dude, I sleep every couple of hours.
Talk about bad blowjob meth head, dude. You sleep like one.
You sleep like a meth head against bad blowjob. That's great farts.
Solid farts, bad blowies.
Yeah.
You stink up San Francisco by yourself, dude.
He was just there last week.
Oh, yeah. I brought a whole plane down.
Calm down.
It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last one. This article sucks.
Hey, calm down, please, CJ.
CJ, chill calm out, down. Dude. Just relax.
As long as you're not as bad as Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, at least you're not a woman, dude.
Yeah. Maybe you need to sleep some more. Eat some more. Mm-hmm. Exercise some more.
I think so.
Maybe you need some pho.
Yeah, I need the pho.
No, like the pho, the plate, the Vietnamese plate. You need some pho.
You need some pho.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the place Fuck You? Got him.
You got him, dude. Hard.
No, it's not nice, dude. Let's end on a nice note for CJ. What can we do for something nice for CJ?
Sure, here. Let's end on a nice note.
Oh,
from the New York Post. Florida father accused of killing teen son with an angle grinder.
It's an angle grinder.
It grinds angles.
Yeah, it's a grinder that grinds at angles.
I hate you guys.
That's literally what it is.
It's legitimately what it is. It's kind of self-explanatory, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, nice note.
If you were a real man, you'd know. If you ever used a
calm
power
down,
tool in
Nick.
Your life.
Calm down.
Whoa.
I just want to see if I'm gay.
I don't like this all of a sudden.
Yeah, how does it feel, dude?
Not good.
That's what we do to CJ. Don't do that.
You don't
that.
Have it as bad as me. In Florida, a father with a lengthy rap sheet and history of drug abuse has been busted for allegedly killing his 16-year-old son.
First of all, that's why he's in Florida. This is a lengthy fucking report he's
got. They should have expected it. The son, you should have seen it.
They didn't expect the son in Florida.
Killed.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a
they
fun
all
surprise.
Are in Florida. Dude.
Those are fun surprises.
All accidents down there. Including this one with a power tool. That was no accident.
Dun, dun, dun.
Police have called it inexplicable. Stephen Thomas Rada, 37, was taken into custody Monday after allegedly killing his teenage son.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Steve,
he ain't coming.
Stephen Lee Rada, inside a mobile home in Lake Wales, Polk County Sheriff.
I think it's only have in Florida. It's only mobile homes.
Yeah. Everybody in Florida is in mobile homes. That's why whenever a hurricane comes, everything gets destroyed.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
We're talking about it.
Like, maybe build a foundation next time.
Maybe,
instead of
maybe
being up on
in
stilts.
A statewide Jesus. Trailer park.
Yeah. You have wheels on your house. That's why it moves.
Fucking trash, dude. Yeah, it's me.
Wheels on the house blow. The teen, who had hopes of one day becoming an electrician, is about as high as you can hope for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope one day I'm going to make $22 an hour.
You're never going to make it as an electrician.
I'm going to fucking buzz your head off with this angle grinder.
Homie was aiming for $32,000 a year.
He's aiming for Plan Z.
Yeah.
So what do you think of his dad? Just like, you're never going to make it as an electrician. Stop daydreaming, boy. You freaking fruitcake.
You're a cashier at TJ Maxx. That's the highest you're going. Meth.
It's all you're good for.
You're living off the government.
Be like get used daddy. To welfare, you dumb asshole.
His room just has all these like electrician things up plastered on the wall and everything.
He's got his hero is Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Half his wall is just like outlets he's been practicing on. He just keeps installing these outlets.
It's just drawings of outlets. It's he's like, I'm practicing to be an electrician.
It's just where his dad punches holes in the wall.
Yeah. I'm going to be better than you, daddy.
It's okay, mama. We can make it a new electrician.
We'll move to Sarasota.
There's 16 outlets on one wall where the dad gets drunk and just punches holes in the wall.
He just started covering up. It all started when the 16-year-old started covering up the holes in the wall with electrical outlets.
His love for being an electrician started from his dad punching holes in the wall. He's like, couldn't afford drywall, so I just got some fucking...
He's like, every time my parents would fight, my dad would punch a hole in the wall. And I figured, why not be productive here?
Pretty soon, there was 7 holes a week.
The teen who had hopes of becoming an electrician was living with his grandfather, 67-year-old Thomas Rota, to help him around the house while his grandmother was in rehab.
To help him around the house.
He had some electrical issues. Grandma had some electrical issues.
Oh, yeah. Down there,
your grandmother's in rehab. I need you to help me around the house. He's happy National Cheese Pizza Day.
Did they order some? You got some cheese pizza for him?
Go check out that outlet over there, boy. It's real low.
I mean, pretty nice, like, down-to-earth kid. He's like, the best I can do is probably electrician. You know, my grandmother's in rehab. I got to help my dad, my grandpa take shits.
Just a humble, you know, blue-collar American boy, dude.
Yeah.
That's all he is. Props to him, honestly.
An American boy.
Jimmy Buffett, R.I.P.
Gone too soon.
The grandfather returned to his home Monday morning.
That looks like me.
To find his son.
Holy shit, dude, in 5 years?
Nick Cento.
That's the son?
That's the dad.
Okay, I was going to say,
the
Jesus Christ.
The son. They can't follow context like that. It's a Nike thing.
I understand.
The grandfather.
I'm so drunk, I feel retarded.
I'm so drunk, I feel retarded.
The grandfather returned to his home Monday morning to find this man, Stephen, whatever their fucking last name, Rada, outside where he allegedly told him, I wouldn't go in there if I was you.
Damn. I
killed someone.
Also, what you shouldn't say to somebody with anxiety.
Yeah.
You may.
Also, what the guy in the plane going to Barcelona said when he stepped out of the bathroom.
Yeah. I killed someone. I must have.
This is a murder scene. This is
you may need to call the police.
Is there a marshal on board? I need to be arrested.
Private air marshal.
Every time Pedro goes out of a bathroom at a Target, he's like, you may need to call the police.
I killed somebody. Pedro steps out of the bathroom and he's like, can I talk to the pilot, please? He's like,
why am I gay in this scenario?
Someone needs to go in there.
You made me gay in this scenario, dude. What the
in
fuck?
That scenario, what are you talking about?
Excuse me, call the authorities. I just shit everywhere. The grandfather told investigators it was not uncommon for the suspect, who has used methamphetamine since high school, to have psychotic episodes and make bizarre comments.
He had a good run.
Yeah, he made bizarre comments like 9/11 was an inside job. Yeah.
They're turning the frogs gay. It does look like Alex Jones, dude.
Storming the Capitol was a bad idea.
It legit looks like Alex Jones, dude.
He looks nothing like Alex Jones.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm looking at him upside down, dude, so give me some
Have you seen Alex Jones upside down?
Upside down, that man looks like Alex Jones. And you know who he looks like? The creepy neighbor from Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, he does look like that.
Could be him.
But he ended up being a really nice guy. Obviously not this guy's story, but, you know.
He could be a nice guy. Just went down the wrong path.
He just, meth got him.
Yeah. He just accidentally sawed his son's head off with an angle grinder.
Yeah, he's like, I won't let you be an electrician.
He's like, what's an angle grinder?
What's an angle grinder, son? Teach me your electrician ways. I want to turn my life around. Oh, my God.
It's a freak accident.
Yeah, dude. When Thomas Rada entered the home, this is his grandfather, he found his grandson dead in the dining room area.
And he proceeded to eat him.
A preliminary investigator revealed the suspect used a heavy-duty saw known as an angle grinder to kill his son.
Yeah, that's what they, I think that's what they cut off, like, what's that bar that they put in between the walls, like those cinder block walls?
Like rebar?
Rebar.
Rhubarb?
Rhubarb.
I'm so drunk, I feel retarded.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what an angle grinder is for.
To have this worthless individual murder his son is inexplicable, said, I don't know, the...
Timothy Haynes from the New York Post.
Head of police or whatever.
Huffington Post.
Said Macaulay Culkin.
This guy's a creep.
The father was quickly caught by police fleeing on Highway 60 and taken into custody. The suspect has extensive criminal history, including an outstanding warrant in South Carolina.
Whoa.
What do you do there?
Something to the black guy.
Something to a black guy.
He's twisted.
By the looks of him.
I'm going to Florida.
It looks like that guy's put a hand or two on a black guy before.
The 16-year-old leaves behind three siblings.
He had three kids already?
Two brothers. He had four kids, that guy.
Why'd he go for the guy that was trying to actually do something with his life? Was one of the other kids like...
Was on TikTok. I ain't killing you. I'm killing the electrician.
You're going to be famous off that TikTok shit.
Being gay... is an abomination.
I'm going to cut your head off with an angle grinder.
Try to snort this line of meth, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. So this guy has been, this is according to the chief of police or whoever, this guy's been nothing but...
Hey,
I am the chief
of police.
Ow.
Should I take off my shoes to enter the crime scene?
This guy's been nothing but a problem to society for a very long time, and now he's turned a problemed person into an evil person when he murdered his son and created a horrible set of circumstances for a loving family.
Oh, yeah. That
like, half the family's on drugs, but yeah, sure.
Slightly detrimental, dude, for a family, I would say.
It's a little bit
if
of
your
a,
father
a little
killed
bit of a buzzkill.
That's my vibrator. Where is it?
I just won that.
Just bought that.
CJ, how do I turn this off?
The younger Stephen Rada, the victim, was a junior at Frost.
God, he was almost to be a full electrician.
Frostbit University.
Frostproof High School, where he was taking classes to be an electrician.
Wow.
So he was really on his way. It wasn't just a pipe dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you think
his dad was on the pipe dream to kill his son?
He used the pipe dream to kill his son, yeah.
Yeah. He was also due to start working at Burger King next week.
Wow.
What did I say, cashier at TJ Maxx?
In hopes of saving enough money to buy a car.
Whoa.
So he can drive to electrician school?
Yep, rest in peace.
R.I.P., dude. You think his homie, you think his dad was just like...
killed Jimmy Buffett.
Envious of him because he was going to, you know, outdo him. Probably, and make 7,000 more a year than him?
For sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, for sure, man.
That's got to be it, right? Jealousy.
I can't have my son do better than me. Yeah.
My son's not supposed to do better than me in life.
Never.
What a jelly dad, dude.
That was a fun episode, you guys.
It really was.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And if he was Chinese, he probably had jelly dad nuts.
Amor.
We'll see you next week, folks.
I just want to see if I'm gay.